Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now on Today FM.
So today we have the wonderful skin nerd Jennifer Rockin. Jennifer is a multi-award winning facialist and skin lecturer who has been the brand ambassador for a major cosmeceutical skincare companies. Right now she is running the Skin Nerd online skin consultancy and cosmeceutical department store, as well as her Cleanse Off mitt that you might have seen in shops and indeed online. People have been tweeting me this morning and texting since they found out you're coming on, going, oh my God, I love that mitt. Hello,
hey,
Jennifer.
Hello, thanks for having
me. Thanks so much for coming in. We have had so many questions. 0874 100 102 if you have a question for Jennifer. So we'll get right into it.
Get stuck in.
Hi, can you please ask Jennifer how to ease and maybe prevent prickly heat? I have some on my face and back, and my 3-year-old daughter with eczema has a lot on her face and body. We have been taking antihistamines, but it doesn't seem to help. Thanks so much. That comes from Sabrina today.
Sabrina, I think the main thing I tend to say about prickly heat is that it often can be the amount of chemicals in your SPF. So an awful lot of people are trying really, really hard to put their SPF 50 on, which is great, but the reality is that the chemicals could block your sweat glands, or what they're called, your sudoriferous glands. So basically your skin can perspire, and as a result of that you just tend to get a little bit of swell, a little bit of heat, a bit of itch. So I'm not saying she should necessarily drop to a very low factor, but I would sample on herself before she does her daughter to see if that's it. And if all else, you know, doesn't work, then definitely do go to your doctor. But I find that to be amazing. I suffer really bad with prickly heat if I go abroad, so I actually have to use a lower factor for that exact reason. And people are always dubious when I say it, but I promise it does make a difference. You have to reapply, that's the key. It's not that you're dropping and then thinking, oh, I'm fine, but do reapply your SPF.
Because the fact is, you obviously need your factor, and there are going to be chemicals in this in order to prevent skin damage.
Exactly.
So, but you don't think it's dangerous dropping down to a lower factor?
No, sometimes for me, this is such a long, like, I used to train SPF as a topic, and it was a 3-day course. And there's almost, for every rule, there's a rule that you can break. So with regards to SPF 50, I swear by it, because it's the best protection you can possibly give your skin. The reality is we don't apply as much as we think we should, or we're not applying as much as the company wants us to.
Yeah.
So 50 probably isn't even a 50 when you apply it. It could be, I don't know, say a 30 or a 20. So if you're putting something like an SPF 8 on, it's not the full 8. So the other side of that then is, if you put a 50 on, you're probably luring yourself into this false sense of security where you feel, oh, I'll be fine for hours, and you're not. So dropping the lower number, you're literally only getting a couple of percent less protection. But if you reapply, then it balances out.
Because it's the sort of thing, if you're buying sunscreen, I think Conor Pope was talking about this recently from the Irish Times. He was saying you need to use that bottle up in a week. Like, it can't, if you're on holidays, people are not applying enough of it. There's lots about SPFs here. Does a higher factor sunscreen reduce your ability to tan? I've read conflicting reports. I find sun cream leaves my skin feeling oily or greasy, but I got a great sun cream in Australia, but it's a very high factor, 50 plus. Will I tan better with a lower factor, 15 to 30, than a higher one, Jennifer?
I think this answer is going to be controversial. I'm not a fan of a tan anyway, because I feel that if we crave a tan aesthetically, oh, there's something kind of off balance there. But I get it. I get that we love it. Mm-hmm. I know that as a nation, we're quite pale necessarily. Where I suppose my answer is that no, like, you still will tan. You definitely will. Obviously, the lower the number, the more you'll tan. But I wouldn't be a big fan of promoting a tan. We have a saying at home, in my house, and my son is 14. He hates me for it. So we call a tan a scar. So he came home the other day from a soccer camp. He's like, oh, look at my tan, my knees, it's a scar. So it's just, I'm not saying everyone has to be that dramatic, but I think it's just about recognising that a tan is your body's way of saying, I'm defending itself, I'm trying to protect you, I'm trying to warn you. So if we could maybe educate that, but to answer that particular person's question, it depends on the brand, it depends on the chemicals, and it depends on your skin. So,
okay, as to what's actually, how it's going to take to the tan.
You still can tan with the SPF 50. You will just, if there is a way to tan safely, it's a safer tan.
Okay, and what do they actually mean? A lot of people are texting in about, so there's one here that says, what do the numbers in sunscreen actually mean? I've heard that factor 30 means you can stay out in the sun 30 times longer, but I've also heard that it means that you can stay out in the sun for 30 minutes. It's not about that though, is it?
I think the simplest way to answer this is a great question. To be honest, in this day and age, in 2018, I think it's really important to look for what's called broad spectrum SPF. So it means that it protects against UVB and UVA rays. So don't always just look for the number, look for something that says UVA with a little circle around it.
Yes.
And that means it protects you all year round. Because don't forget, we are loving this sun. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, come December, you still have daylight, so you do need to protect your skin 365. So we always say the skin is an organ, make sure you protect your skin. But going back to the numbers, the simplest way to do it is know that an SPF 15 protects you against 93% of the rays that come in?
93%, okay.
93%. An SPF 30 protects you against 97%. It's only 4% difference. And then an SPF 50 protects you against 98%. So actually, in theory, when you think of it like that, you're not getting a massive amount of more protection percentage-wise by going up the numbers. And that's why I was saying earlier it's so important to reapply. So there's not a massive difference between all three.
All right, okay, so 93, 97 and 98. That's very interesting. A message, my skin was great for ages and now it's covered in crackly, dry, scaly skin around my nose, chin and eyebrows. Have been using aqueous cream, but what else can I do?
I love this question because it's such a common question in Ireland. I think the way we treat skin is slightly different to a traditional salon or a clinic. So on our online consultation, we really teach our clients about looking after your skin inside. Nobody wants to know that. Everyone wants to be told, buy this cream, get that cleanser, buy this eye cream.
Yeah.
But the reality is that if you actually really feed your skin inside with good fats, omegas, avocado, etc., that will actually hydrate the skin internally and allow you to keep the moisture in. So honestly, I find statistically from our clients that then go and have a little bit of a better diet or perhaps supplement in addition to a good diet will have less dry skin than those that I say, buy that mask, pop that cream on. That's a quick fix. I'd rather help them long term.
Yeah, because it is, as you said, it's an organ and we got to do all this stuff for it. Yeah. So it is just, it is absolutely, that's, well, look at that.
There
Someone get me an avocado. Get me an avocado now. There's a message about sun cream. It's just come in right now. How do you reapply sun factor to your face when you already have makeup on? Jennifer.
I know, it's such a tough one because the reality is you're supposed to apply every 2 hours. Do you apply every 2 hours?
I'm not outside for two. No, I don't. Absolutely don't. I do have a little bit of sun cream that I bring with me everywhere, a little bottle.
I'm very proud. Very proud.
I do.
But the reality is with reapplying, it's really hard, particularly if you are someone who wears makeup. There's no doubt about it. There are spritzes you can get in the pharmacies nationwide now that have an SPF in it. They won't be maybe as thorough as your app that you would have applied earlier. That can do the job. I'm a big fan of mineral makeup, translucent powder. I dust that on throughout the day and it boosts my SPF as well.
Oh, mineral. Okay, right. Yeah. Boosts the SPF. People are circumventing our text line and texting me directly about questions for you. I'm not joking. My mate Lorna. What's the best sunscreen for babies? Ask her. I need to know.
Hello, Lorna. So the answer for me, I love Mugu. I love Aven. I love Child's Farm. They're probably the three that I come back to an awful lot. And Aven is great, particularly on this island. Going back to that lady earlier who had dry, irritated skin. Aven is a phenomenal brand to really help hydrate, lock and moisture, and it doesn't irritate. It hasn't got a lot of chemicals in it.
One of those French pharmacy brands, isn't it?
Yeah, best selling, so swear by that one.
Excellent. This is one that, did I text this question in without realising? I don't think I have. It says, question for Jennifer. I always have blackheads on my nose for as long as I can remember. I've tried pore strips and a little metal remover, you know, those things that people are obsessed with on YouTube, but no joy. Is there anything I can do? Jennifer, is there anything we can do to get rid
of
them?
You're looking for a consultation.
I really am. What's this about?
So the reality with blackheads is so many people suffer with it, and on the nose, it's often not blackheads. People think they are blackheads. So will I tell you a little bit gruesome how you'll figure out? Do you want to know?
I'm not even joking. Pam is just after going, yes,
she's delighted.
Tell me the disgusting thing.
So you basically get your four fingers, you wrap a little bit of tissue around them because obviously we want to protect the skin.
Yeah.
And you're literally going to place your fingers up to your nose and you're going to give a little squeeze, and if a little bit of white comes out,
yeah,
that's not a blackhead. That's what we call a sebaceous filament. It's so attractive.
I have a sebaceous filament. I do that all the time.
So I know, but there's something really satisfactory about that, in fairness,
but
having
then,
a little look.
But then when you do that, when you have it, then I found I'm going to get... you know, I'm going to break the skin.
You are. So the reality is, there's two things. So a blackhead is basically when you do a similar concept, but it would come out a black waxy plug.
Okay.
So it is definitely, there's a total difference between the two. Usually sebaceous filaments are down to incorrect creams or makeup that's sitting in, not cleansing thoroughly. Dun, dun, dun.
I do.
So you can look for ingredients such as salicylic acid, unless you're pregnant. If you're pregnant, you can't use that ingredient because it's related to aspirin, but that's really good for just dissolving excess oil. Brilliant for it.
Okay.
Pore strips, I genuinely believe, are just like waxing your nose. I don't think they really get
further.
I don't think they do.
No.
I think the reality is that the oil is secreted or created rather deeper down. So by kind of superficially waxing something, you ain't going to get it out.
Okay, interesting. And then with salicylic acid, not for pregnant women.
Yes.
Would hydroclonic acid do the same thing? No.
Hyaluronic acid. There's so many acids, isn't there? So hyaluronic is just good for water and moisture in the skin. Actually, it's a brilliant ingredient for the moment while we're still kind of sweaty and hot outside.
Yeah.
We want to keep the moisture in the skin. Hyaluronic is a brilliant one to keep the moisture, but totally different concept.
Okay. There's so many questions, but I do want to get to this one.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Jennifer for some post-chemo skincare.
Yes.
As natural products as possible, please. Skin is so dry and buildup of toxins within the body from chemo.
Well, first of all, you've gone through such an amazing, like, such a hard journey.
Absolutely.
So we really want to try and protect the skin as much as we can. Brands like, again, Avène I mentioned earlier, or Dr. Hauschka would be brands that would align themselves with oncology departments. So I think it's always important to go with your oncologist, to go with your GP, whoever you're now under the care of, and ensure that they approve the products that you're applying. So that's the one thing I would say.
Okay.
And definitely do look after yourself inside. Going back to what we said earlier, obviously everything has to be cleared until they're completely in remission.
Yeah.
But yeah, even for, again, going back to the online consultancy site that we have, we're actually creating an oncology part, because unfortunately it's such a common question of many of our clients.
So it's something that
it
people
really
are all
so
dealing
really,
with.
So for that particular client, if they, or that particular listener, if they want to look on our website, and I'm not trying to
people
go elsewhere, but we have lots of different articles there now and coming soon, because it's a topic we're really aware of that will have oncology based skincare around it.
And it's the Skin Nerd.
Theskinnerd.com.
That's where you can find it, because that's a poor thing. And a message saying, can I just say how amazing the Skin Nerd is? Her team have transformed my skin in 3 months and with just 2 consultations. I have awful rosacea in my last pregnancy, and nothing would clear it until I tried what they recommended. That comes in from Helen in Galway.
Goosebumps, and it's her first year birthday today, so we have seen 5,000 clients in the past year since we launched with our online consultation. So
happy
thank you, Helen.
Happy birthday to you. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Thank you so much. There are so many questions coming in. You're going to have to come back with Dermot and Dave.
I would love to.
My God.
Love to.
This
Thanks
is amazing. What's
on,
my nose? Say it again.
Sebaceous filaments.
Sebaceous filaments. I could say that word forever. This Skin Nerd, aka Jennifer Rock, thank you so, so, so much.